Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 30 of DIY Me Mind Presents. I'm your host, David Nicholas Somlo, as usual. And today, President Trump won the election. It's November 6th, the day after the election. And I'm waiting for my psychiatrist to come on the phone. It's just a coincidence. Not that I need my psychiatrist now that Trump is president. I'm going to have to tell my psychiatrist about my hospital stay and explain that a sudden intake of fluid combined with not taking my diuretics led to diastolic heart failure, which sounds worse than it is. It's not a heart attack, but I could barely breathe. And that's the reason I'm doing this show almost every day, to leave behind a record of me and my condition in case I croak anytime soon. To be honest, I have another 6 minutes to kill before I talk to my doctor. I signed on 15 minutes earlier than the appointment, as directed. I don't know why, when she's usually late. Anyway, just waiting for that today. The in-home supportive services social worker showed up at 9 o'clock, which is very early for me. So we had to get me up at 8, which is even earlier. And she's going to renew my caregiver hours. Hopefully Trump doesn't do away with in-home supportive services in California. Hopefully the governor has enough power to prevent that. I don't know how it works anymore. Anywhoozle, checking in. I'm doing fine. My girlfriend's in the ER as of last night. Perfect timing. She wakes up in the ER or at home after being in the ER and Trump is president. And she hates Trump. So, what a rude awakening. What a horrible way to start the new presidency. And she's late, as usual. Just waiting. What else can I say? Maybe I can reminisce about another country that I visited. Let's see. I've been to Monaco, the tiny, tiny kingdom. And I saw the famous casino from the Bond movie. It actually exists. And that's about it. We drove through the country with somebody who has a key to the city, the capital. I remember that much. Our tour guide had a key to the city. And that reminds me of Israel. Our tour guide there had a key to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. However you say that. And let me gather my thoughts some more on Israel. We saw Jerusalem and the Via Dolorosa, where Jesus Christ supposedly himself dragged his own cross to his own crucifixion, wearing a crown of thorns. We saw the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. We went to a festival in Haifa. We went to the Holocaust Museum there. We went to a museum. Oh, I'll be right back. I could be mixing up memories, but I think I remember meeting up with someone named Joe Schultz, who we called De Grunkle. And he is the person my parents and sister stayed with when they first moved to this country. And one of my biggest regrets in life is not listening to him when he suggested I go to school to become a therapist rather than go with the big name school and become a researcher. But we met up with him in a seaside hotel. The beaches were amazing in Tel Aviv. The club life, I learned later, the nightlife, I mean, also supposedly amazing in Tel Aviv. Poor Israel and poor Palestinians. That's all I'm going to say about that. Let's see what Trump does with that situation. Thank you for listening. That's about it. I'll be back next episode with probably more memories of Israel. I remember visiting with a Hungarian friend who lived in Israel, who invented a game called Lights Out, which is like a puzzle game that you play on a cube with 9 lights on each side. And you try to make the lights go out. They only go out in a certain pattern. When you push on one that has a light on it, it goes out. But then other ones come on in a certain pattern, in a cross shape. And so you have to try to get rid of all the lights. Anyway, the New York Times is saying 10 takeaways from Trump's win. Why do I care? Why do I care how he won? Anyway, thanks for listening. Love you, as usual. And also, as usual, find me at alexashcreative.com. You can download my book, edit it, and send it back to me. If you absolutely hate it, make it better for me. I used AI to write one paragraph in there. Out of 300 plus pages, I doubt you'll be able to figure out where that is, other than it's abrupt. It's an abrupt change in style and narration and plot. Check me out on all music streaming platforms under Wart, W-A-R-T, Radix, R-A-D-I-X, Revive, and Somlo, ampersand the synths, S-Y-N-T-H-S. Again, on all streaming platforms, including SoundCloud. You can hear my favorite version of Scare the Dark, which has a quote from the first season of True Detective. So it's not online on any streaming platform other than SoundCloud, because otherwise I would get a copyright strike, I think. Who knows? Talk to you later.